AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Erin Clark in Georgia got a call from her son this morning.
There's an active shooter and that he was scared and that he wasn't joking.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says four people are dead. Nine others are in hospitals after shots rang out at Appalachie High School outside Atlanta. A suspect is in custody. Students were told to get out of the building and go to the football field. Clark says her son safely got out, but while they were still in the school.
Ethan and some other student got up and they closed the door and then they pushed desks in front of the door to block it. I'm so proud of them for doing that.
At the White House.
Enough is enough.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Congress needs to do something about guns.
We need universal background checks. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Require safe storage of firearms. Invest in violence prevention programs and pass a national red flag law.
President Biden has been briefed about the shooting. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Russia has put a lot of effort into trying to disrupt the 2024 presidential election.
The American people are entitled to know when a foreign power is attempting to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to send around its own propaganda.
Garland says Russia used state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. Garland says internet domains have been seized, charges have been filed, and there will be new Russian-related sanctions. A growing wildfire in a remote area in Northern California forced hundreds of people to evacuate as a heat wave threatens to make fire conditions there worse. The U.S. is mulling a U.N. peacekeeping operation in Haiti as one way to get funding and staffing for a Kenya-led mission to quell gang violence in Haiti. This is AP News. A TikTok influencer is caught up in a trademark dispute.
After the very demure, very mindful content by TikTok creator Jules LeBron went viral, she was surprised to find several other individuals had beaten her to the punch trying to register demure-related trademarks in an apparent attempt to capitalize on her success. LeBron's fans were outraged. Now she's working to secure trademark uses of the phrase with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. LeBron, who is a transgender woman, blew up the internet this summer with her very cutesy video about preparing for work. Last month, she posted in tears, saying she felt like she had dropped the ball because the trademark situation was preventing her from launching new merchandise. But since then, she says she's acquired a legal team to handle the issue and has made enough from the trend to be able to finance the rest of her transition. A representative confirmed with the Associated Press that at least two filings dated Thursday are under her legal name. The trademark process could outlast the trend itself, taking 6 to 9 months. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.